Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Matthew and chapter 4. And the title of this week's message is Repent. Matthew and chapter 4. And we're going to start with verse 17, and of course this is right when John had baptized Jesus, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove, and our Heavenly Father spake from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then Jesus went out into the wilderness and was tempted of the devil 40 days, and 40 nights there he went without eating, and he overcame the temptations that Satan threw at him. But here is how he started. After he come out of the wilderness, after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, following his baptism there of John, this is how Jesus started his public ministry. Here in verse 17, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Very simple message, repent. Now, John the Baptist had already come before Jesus, preparing the way before him, and he made it very clear he wasn't the Messiah, that there's one coming after him who was mightier than him, whose shoe latchet he wasn't worthy to stoop down and unloose. And he said, "I baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire." And John came preaching that men should repent. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And then after Jesus, you know, of course, before Jesus, it was John. Then Jesus came preaching to repent. Then Jesus sent the disciples out and had them to preach repentance, telling them to have people to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And now that message continues on. It's not changed. That's how we get right with God. We repent. We come repenting and come to Him through Christ. Jesus is the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. No man can come to the Father except for through and by Him. Jesus is the only way for us to have means of repentance. So, that very simple message has never changed, and it never will. Before, during, and after Christ, the necessity was for us to repent. And now He sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for whoever would call upon His name. When we come to Him repenting, He is interceding for us. But now some people, when you tell them to repent, oh, they don't want to change. They want to think everything's okay the way it is. Then they'll maybe make the statement, "Well, you know, the Lord loves us just the way we are." I believe it's more accurate to say that He loves us in spite of how we are. And He requires repentance, but He has made the way for repentance. And repentance don't mean that you're hopeless. You're a hopeless cause. You're worthless. Repentance, a call to repentance, is really telling us there's hope for you. Repent, there's hope for you. Come and let the Lord cleanse you from your sins. There's hope for you. You're worth saving. You are valuable in the eyes of the Lord. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to be reconciled with you through His Son Jesus. This is the ministry of reconciliation. So He's calling out to us to repent. And so that's how we come to Him, is through repentance. So it don't mean that you're worthless and hopeless. It means you're valuable and there's hope for you if you only repent. But without repentance, there is no hope for us. It's even how we maintain a good relationship with the Lord. Over in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, He calls out for the churches to repent. His people to repent and come back to Him. Hallelujah. It's maintenance for our relationship. And it's how you started. It's how you maintained it. Hallelujah. It'll get you all the way through. Today, if you've never repented, if you've never been born again, never been saved, call on Jesus. He loves you and He'd love to have you. Oh, come to Him before it's everlasting too late. And if you've strayed, come back. He'd love to have you back. And until next time, therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.